This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden on Friday unveiled a $6 trillion budget for next year that's piled high with new safety net programs for the poor and middle class. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
In an unusually timed rollout, the Friday afternoon before Memorial Day, the White House presented a $6 trillion budget for next year that would increase the debt held by U.S. taxpayers to the size of the economy. That's despite more than $3 trillion in proposed tax increases over the decade. The Biden budget includes new social programs like universal pre-kindergarten, large subsidies for child care, and guaranteed paid leave. There would be a 16% increase in spending on domestic cabinet agencies while limiting the increase on defense spending to 1.7%. To help offset spending, Biden would increase tax rates on corporations over the next 15 years to 28% and return the top personal income tax bracket to 39.6%. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. Senate Republicans on Friday blocked creation of an independent commission to investigate the deadly riot by Donald Trump supporters at the Capitol in Washington. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Trump had called the panel a Democrat trap and warned Republicans to stay away. Six GOP senators voted with Democrats to create the panel, but not enough to overcome a Republican filibuster. Most had said they thought the commission would be used against them politically, though the panel's membership would be split evenly between the parties.
Shame on the Republican Party.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer is leaving open the possibility of forcing a vote in the future.
Senators should rest assured that the events of January 6 will be investigated.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Friday inaugurated a landmark mosque in Istanbul's Taksim Square, fulfilling a long-term ambition to build a Muslim house of worship at the city's main public space that has become an emblem of the modern Turkish Republic. Erdogan joined dozens of mask-wearing worshipers for the first prayers at the towering 3,000-capacity mosque on Taksim. The square was also the site of mass anti-government protests in 2013, sparked by the government's construction plans at the adjacent Gezi Park. The Turkish leader had promised supporters of his Islamic-oriented ruling party a mosque on Taksim, saying it was inconceivable for Istanbul's main square not to have a Muslim house of worship. Critics, however, see the mosque's construction as being part of Erdogan's plans to undermine the legacy of Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, who established the secular-oriented republic after the collapse of the Ottoman Empire. The rush to evacuate the city of Goma in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo continued Friday, with residents leaving by boat, road, and on foot. Tens of thousands have already fled, fearing another volcanic eruption by Mount Nyiragongo, which spewed lava near the city last week. A new eruption could occur at any moment, according to the military governor of Congo's North Kivu province. He ordered the evacuation of 10 of Goma's 18 neighborhoods in the city of nearly 2 million residents. Some people have decided to stay put, some so exhausted after having fled once last weekend and now too tired to hit the road again. Leading up to the openings of summer camps in the United States, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has loosened mask guidance. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
For kids who are fully vaccinated, the CDC says they don't need to be wearing masks indoors or outdoors. Anyone not fully vaccinated should still wear masks inside and outside when in crowds and in sustained close contact situations. The new guidance comes as the government authorized use of the two-dose Pfizer vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds. About 2.5 million of the roughly 17 million kids in that age group have gotten at least one shot. The new guidance also says social distancing, staying 3 to 6 feet from others, is recommended for the unvaccinated, but not for the vaccinated. The big question at camps will be, who is vaccinated and who is not? I'm Ed Donahue.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.